If we read it again.
Excerpt number 22, Baal HaSulam, Sage's Fruit. This I heard from my teacher. When the temple was ruined, immediately did Rabbi Akiva tell his students, "The temple is ruined," as though this was nothing of consequence. Let us resume our studies. And I think the interpretation of these holy words is apparent, as this divine man, Rabbi Akiva, was always teaching his students that blessed are you, Israel, for before whom it is that you are purified, and so on. But they did not apply these teachings as they should have, and so they perished during the days of the counting, until Rabbi Akiva came to our rabbis in the south to teach them. And then they heard it themselves, meaning they saw with their own eyes for whom it is that they are purifying themselves and who is purifying them. This explains why, when the temple was ruined, he told them as if it was of no consequence, and go out and learn for whom you purify and who purifies you, as these things require much perusal, and thus there is nothing for you now other than to clarify your mind for this study, and we can reach it now. Excerpt number 23 from Sfat Emet, the language of truth, Bereshit Noach. Indeed, the power of Achtut is very great to awaken the force of root from above, but it should be for the sake of heaven. And that is only in the children of Israel. For the generation of separation, they have all gathered and they couldn't do it. Only the children of Israel have the part of the Creator. They were given the force of Achdut, unity. And in the children of Israel, it existed later on in the building of the temple, because the temple wasn't made of woods and bricks only, rather by the connection of the children of Israel. And every man of Israel has some part, as written, he is building above his merits and congregation in the land, and it is written, the built Jerusalem is as a city connected together, a city that does all of Israel into friends. And a building was made below by the souls of the children of Israel and by the building of the temple. They rose to be in addition with the souls of the children of Israel in the upper world, as written, there they rose. And this is as the article, children of the city whose head is in the tower, is in heaven.
It was built.
Excerpt number 24 from Shem Mishmuel Vayakel. When Israel's unity is restored, Satan will have no place in which to install error and external forces within them. For when they are as one man with one heart, they are as a fortified wall against the forces of evil. Excerpt 25 from the words of the Maharal. It is worthy that the temple will be the wholeness of the whole world and not just for Israel. Therefore, the Torah said to receive sacrifices from the Gentiles, and if the nations would resist the temple, it couldn't stand not even for an hour when the nations govern, for they would ruin it. And thus, although the nations resist Israel, the temple was not ruined, since there is a Bechina in the temple, which is the wholeness of the whole world, even for the nations, and therefore it was not destroyed by the nations, but only by unfounded hatred and dispute which Israel had.